This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, all across the United States on some great radio stations. And special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our great first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, and how about the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for your service to America and helping to keep America free and safe. We thank you. And all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery later today. Thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And here she is, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles she writes, and sign up for her daily sit rep. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the deep state is alive and well. Everybody seems to be blaming everybody else except themselves. And as you said before we went to the break, we're just going to have to sit back, watch, and see what happens.
You know, I would also argue that this has somewhat become a reputational and national security issue. We've got other world leaders out there that are looking back at the United States and going, you know, they're a bunch of nutcases.
Yeah, what the heck's going on?
Yeah, it's not a good thing. And you know, 56% of the Americans polled, and whoever did the poll, I don't know here at this point, want to move on because you know, we obviously got the Mueller report. Kind of like nothing to see here, but yet the Democrats won't allow this to you know, just fade into history and move on with the people's business.
Right.
And so we're, I would say that, you know, Russia is laughing. You know, this is not a good thing. It's just not a good thing all the way around.
No, and it's going to cost the Democrats the election. They're going to lose a bunch of seats. They're going to go, boo-hoo, wah-wah, we got cheated. Our votes weren't counted. All that other crap we're going to have to go through again. And to that I say, too bad, so sad. Sit down and shut up.
Okay.
That's my thoughts. And I'll just put it very simply, very bluntly, because that's the way it is. And if you don't like it, do me a favor. Move. Just move. Okay. Now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Yes, we're being direct and to the point this morning, as we always are. The military, we heard this about a week or 10 days ago. They were talking about their new laser weapons that they were going to be giving to some of the frontline troops. We've heard about them for years, being on ships and being on certain aircraft, perhaps, and satellites in outer space. Now we're hearing that the Army is saying that they're moving very rapidly to get laser weapons in the hands of frontline combat ground troops.
Yeah, I think a lot of this was part of some technology that the government contractors had developed And until we got a large infusion of dollars and budgeting dollars into the Pentagon, we weren't able to necessarily put it into use, and now we are there. So, you know, we do precision strikes as much as we possibly can wherever they are necessarily ordered. And, you know, we do that because we don't want to have any kind of collateral damage or collateral death. So the laser-guided ones will make it even more exact, and that's actually a very good thing. So very happy that we are able to apply that technology.
Now, there is a report that the world's probably most famous spy, Christopher Steele, is refusing to cooperate with the DOJ investigation.
Yep, he sure is.
Now, is he still in England? Is that where he's still at?
He lives in Britain, yep.
Okay, but what can the DOJ do to extract information? Can they actually bring him into custody? I mean, what can they do?
I don't know that we can. We can certainly try, but I think we would probably go to our connections in Britain and say, all right, if he won't cooperate with us, this is what we need you to do for us. So it may be that, you know, officials there in Britain can handle some of that work for us on our behalf.
Okay, so we can expect to hear more about that to be announced later somewhere.
I don't know, mm-hmm. But it's not a dead deal. I mean, I don't think that we're going to give up easily on that one.
No, and that's probably going to be, I'm just going to guess that won't be the Attorney General Barr per se. That'll be this gentleman working out of Connecticut, the U.S. Attorney.
Durham.
Yeah, Mr. Durham. I mean, you just look at him and you think like, boy, I don't want to mess with him. He looks like he's a real rough and tumble type character.
Well, I mean, he's purely law and order. He doesn't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. He has actually put Republicans in prison too. So,
mm-hmm.
If there was any kind of nefarious illegal actions, he's going to pin it on people.
Okie doke. Well, folks, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from that break, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Meantime, trot on over there to her website, FoundersCode.com. Sign up for all the great articles that she puts out there, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the show is brought to you by the USCCA. And what do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. Or what if you have to use, a knife, a pipe, a club, a hammer, your fist, a ball bat, whatever? They definitely will take that all in consideration, too, because for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of training and attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. The last person standing is the first person they're going to look at, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own. So, go over to my website, click on the USCCA logo that's right there on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. You'll have an opportunity every day at midnight, when the new gun changes to something different, to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. Keep doing it, because somebody in this audience is going to win it. I'm going to be able to announce who the winner is. I just know it's going to happen sooner rather than later. And then, while you're there, check out becoming a member of the USCCA, because you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, to include some great items from the USCCA, a carry-all bag, which can take a lot of your stuff with you, not only your weapons, but also you want to go camping or you want to go to the gym or whatnot. It'll take a lot of different stuff, but carry a lot of different stuff with you. And don't forget that you also get the Concealed Carry magazine, which by itself can save you a lot of money every month with the different discounts and savings and coupons that are in there for not just guns and ammo, but for hunting, for fishing, for RVing, for camping, for boating. It's all in there. Okay, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo. Back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I feel so happy and so relieved to know that Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is saying that she is so happy to be in the area that she's at because the United States Congress needs the perspective of a foreigner to help determine U.S. foreign policy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, one that's from Somalia.
Yeah. I really want to know what her policy is.
Yeah, well, right. And let's not forget, too, that she sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Oh, yeah.
And yet we have a few others that say that, you know, we got members of Congress that have split loyalties. Well, we haven't figured out where hers is yet, have we?
No, we haven't. And the same with that other one there, Tlaib.
Yeah, Rashida Tlaib.
Tlaib, yeah, geez, God. She was on the other day and made up on one of the Sunday talk shows, and it was like as if that was her platform, and she just tore it up with her stuff. But anyway, and why people elected these people to begin with, was it a protest vote? Maybe. But, wow, what a mistake.
If you represent a district that it is all foreign nationals, and nobody is really, you know, running against them in that district, what are you going to do? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, let's figure out, you know, the parts of Minneapolis that are, you know, mostly all Somalis.
Yep.
Same thing with Dearborn, Michigan.
Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right. Okay, well, before we move on to something else here, an article that you wrote, Robert Mueller and representatives of his team apparently leaked information, I don't know who it was, that there was no draft indictment for Trump. We've heard reports of a 3-page and a 5-page indictment that was drafted up for the indictment of the President
Well,
Donald Trump.
Here's where that one came out. Michael Wolff has now written yet another book.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book, he alleges that Mueller wrote up a indictment draft on Trump for obstructing justice. And how that came to the attention of the Mueller team, I don't know, but the book hasn't even hit the bookshelves yet. But the Mueller team said, no, not true, false. There's no such document. So this is not the first time that Wolf has written a book, and the contents of what is in the book are false. So he's done it again.
Now, not to be forgotten about our POW MIAs and Korea, North Korea, we've had more remains identified from what North Korea has handed over to us. Are we still talking to them about that? Are they still working with us, or what's that status?
I think we had, I don't know that there's any current discussions, but let's not forget that, what was it, we had, what, 55 remains? I don't remember the exact
something
number.
Something like that, yeah.
And I think that we are slowly identifying those. And in the last week or so, I think there's been at least about a half a dozen that have been positively identified, and they have been returned to, the remains have been returned to the family for proper burial. So I don't think that there are more in the pipeline. I think that is somewhat stopped after the last summit, but I think we're still working our way through the last hate to call it batch because it makes it sound so trivial, but it's not. Anyway, I think that's where we are.
Okay, and I'm talking folks to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, the website. Go over there, sign up for her articles, and get the daily sit reps that she puts out, and you'll know what's going on there before a lot of other people know. Now, when I was growing up, one of the things that we used to like to do when we would go down to New York City or we'd go down to the beach is we had these victory ships, they called them, lined up in the river. Several hundred of them upstream from New York City, not very far away from West Point. And you'd be able to drive in there and be able to actually see where they were. They had some of them that were a little closer to the shore, so you could see what it was like to have the soldiers that were loaded on these transport ships and whatnot and sent overseas. And at the time, the vessels weren't in all that bad condition. But you wrote an article talking about the fact that we have
of historic Navy ships just rotting at the docks, which is part of what I just talked about.
Yeah, we've got a lot of ships that have obviously been decommissioned, and not only are they part of the Navy, but there are some that are merchant marine ships. And we have them moored at various locations around the country, Houston, San Pedro, California, and so forth and so on. And there's a lack of funds to keep these ships essentially afloat. In fact, one is got such hull problems that it's got a pump that's pumping out 26,000 gallons of seawater a day, and the pump itself is now about to go.
Huh.
Yeah. And so, you know, we have these aircraft boneyards where all kinds of planes,
yep,
you know, fighter planes of various models and uses, cargo planes, all those kinds of things. Well, we are using those that boneyard for parts, so at least there's some kind of use. But we have these Navy ships, and this is a heartbreaker for me, you know, because it's some of these ships go back to World War II,
right?
Korea, Vietnam, and we really need to, I would say, help the cause and keep these things maintained, and I don't want to say necessarily fully restored, but certainly to the point where, you know, they become their own floating museums. And there are several organizations out there that are trying to get these ships the funds that they need to at least keep them afloat. There are a lot of veterans that, you know, don't have necessarily anything else to do, that have made it their work to go onto these ships and work on them. But,
right.
I mean, when it comes to, I would say, the rust, the functionalities of them, there are hundreds of them. And there's even some that are in foreign countries that, you know, or ally countries that they're trying to raise funds for, too. So there's some interesting things that they're doing to try and raise some money, but it's not nearly enough. In other words, some places are using them as museums, and that's good. You know, they're selling T-shirts, but that's just not nearly enough. Some are using them for proms, you know, weddings, you know, all these other kinds of things. But we really need to pay some attention to this one.
All righty, Denise Simon's her name, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out the great articles that she writes, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two tornadoes struck the western edge of Kansas City. Officials report 10 people are in the hospital. The town of Bonner Springs may have sustained the most damage. Wyandotte County Emergency Official Matt May.
We've had several homes significantly damaged in that area. First responders are in the area clearing those houses and making sure everybody is out okay.
Another tornado hit yesterday in Dayton, Ohio. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the tornadoes that tore through the Buckeye State Tuesday night left behind devastating damage. DeWine toured some of the hardest areas hit, and the Red Cross is providing assistance to families in need. John Barber shares with Fox News his experience.
The house is shaking. It went on, seems like forever, but probably 10, 15 seconds, and it was over with.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where if you're going nowhere in a dead-end job and your career is spitting and sputtering along, I have a solution for you that could make you a lot of money in about 14 months worth of training. How's that? And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, I got a great little idea for you that's going to help you jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., that's right outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, because in 14 short months, and it'll fly by, believe me, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. I'll repeat that. With unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, the top 10%, of the aviation maintenance mechanics in the industry make $80,000 or more per year. That's just a fact. You can be in that category. Now, check them out online. NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That phone number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And make sure you also tell them you want to take the tour. You want to take the tour of their facility and let them show you what they have to offer. You are going to be so impressed when that happens. Believe me when I tell you. All right. Last year at this time, we had an Army Staff Sergeant by the name of Amanda Kelly, whose goal was to become the first enlisted woman to earn a Ranger tab, and she did, a crucial step on her way to achieving her ultimate goal, which was to become a Sergeant Major of the Army. Now, she wants to not just be a Sergeant Major, she wants to be the Sergeant Major of the Army. And we'll see how that moves along here as her career continues to grow. So that's her goal. It's a heck of a goal to have. By the way, Vice President Mike Pence spoke to the graduating class at the United States Military Academy at West Point over the weekend. He said the world is a very dangerous place, and they should all expect to see combat very soon. Also, we had the largest class of black female cadets to graduate from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, 40 of them altogether. That's a tremendous accomplishment. So nobody can say there's not big accomplishments being made in the military. There is. And earlier this week, Army leaders approved a detailed plan to get high-powered microwave or laser weapons into the hands of soldiers. I talked about that a couple times earlier. Just got done talking about it with Denise Simon. And it's advancing rapidly in parallel to the development of hypersonic missiles, according to the Lieutenant General Neil Thurgood, who's in charge of that program. He says that soon laser weapons will be in the hands of frontline combat units. And I can't wait to see how that works, how that changes things on the battlefield. Now, the Navy is busy, as always. The Navy has been doing different things. We've had the Acting Secretary of Defense, Patrick Shanahan, telling the graduates of the U.S. Naval Academy that they should change their status quo and set the standard on preventing sexual harassment and assault amongst the ranks in the Navy, because apparently that's becoming a little bit more of a problem now. And the Huntington Ingalls Industries, that builds ships for sailors, is doing something right now. They are going to give the Navy a gift for the use in robot submarines. And the shipbuilder is lending the Navy a hand with the rise of robot submarines that are now being put out there. And we'll see how that all works out. Now, the president has been advised. He's talked about pardoning some of the military people for the offenses that they have committed, and due to extenuating circumstances, he's talking about pardoning some of them. And he's been advised to wait at least until after the trials have been adjudicated. One in particular is the trial of Navy Chief Petty Officer Eddie Gallagher, and we'll see how that works out. By the way, New York State has unveiled a $585 million plan to combat the plume of groundwater pollution that's been spreading from the former Northrop and Grumman and Navy facilities in Bethpage, Long Island. So we'll see how that all works out. Now, the Air Force is going to have to wait a little bit longer for their long overdue $19 billion disaster aid package that will enable work to continue at Tyndall Air Force Base here in Florida, Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska, and the Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune back in North Carolina, because two congressmen are tying that up right now, that whole package. Two congressmen. Also, a squadron of F-35A jet fighters from Hill Air Force Base in Utah was deployed to the Aviano Air Base in Italy. We'll be talking about that with Colonel Jim when he comes on here in the 5 o'clock hour to see what his thoughts are on that. By the way, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Robert B. Neller, was a Grand Marshal Sunday for the NASCAR Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte, North Carolina. And when he stood there and hollered, "Gentlemen, start your engines," they all looked at him and went, "Yes, sir!" Now, the Special Operations Command had to kill its $80 million Iron Man suit in order to save its most battle-ready pieces, command leaders have said this week, confirming that some parts of the futuristic suit have already been shipped to troops in the field. Isn't that something? Iron Man. Sound familiar? It should be. By the way, Japan, you heard somebody talking about, it was Kasich, former Governor John Kasich, talking about that we missed a golden opportunity to do trade and this, that, and the other with Japan. Well, not so fast, Mr. Governor. It seems Japan has agreed to buy 105 F-35 U.S. stealth warplanes. It seems that deal was put together with the president's trip over to Japan. So, not so fast. Not so fast. Also, with D-Day coming up, June 6th, got to remember another group of mighty warriors over in the Pacific, and in particular, Burma. There was a group put together called Merrill's Marauders. Merrill's Marauders were another early version, if you will, of special operations and the mission that they had to perform over there in Burma under just absolutely unbelievable conditions. They are celebrating their 75th anniversary of that mission in Burma. And now there are only 14 survivors that are left. 14 survivors that are left. So it becomes a story of history for those that don't know. Merrill's Marauders. Very, very brave group of individuals as well as the Rangers were that scaled those cliffs in Normandy on June 6, 1944, taking hellacious casualties, but they got their mission accomplished and saved many lives in the process. Okay, coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and welcome back to this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch, my discussion with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And it's brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T. They are your local jeweler that's been in business for over 36 years, and they do business all across the country from the Midwest. They're a custom designing firm. They can make just about anything that you want. They've got vintage pieces from the 1880s and newers. They'll also repair or replace your favorite piece of jewelry. And let's not forget that they can buy your unwanted gold. If you've got gold, you don't know what it's worth, they'll give you an honest appraisal of what it is, and who knows, might get a little extra money in the process. Now, there's two ways to find out about them. The first way is to go to their website, David E. Garrett, spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, David E. Garrett, jewelers.com. And the second way is to give them a call at 937-325-3680. Now, give them a call, and remember, they're fine craftsmanship jewelry with gold, platinum, silver, and or diamonds. And the fact that they offer a 10% discount on jewelry to all active duty or veterans that have served in the military. Now that's David E. Garrett, jewelers.com, 937-325-3680 is their phone number. And joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What is going on in Oklahoma that the Oklahoma Attorney General is blaming corporate greed for the opioid crisis? I think it's a little more than that.
Well, I think, well, there's obviously the lawsuits that are taking place with Purdue Pharmaceutical and the Sackler family. He's on a little bit of something there when it comes to how a lot of these drugs were really pushed onto the American public and how they were marketed to the American people, and it just really got out of control. I mean, we've got a serious problem in this country. I actually talked a little bit about it yesterday when you actually talked about how some of the consultant companies were basically caught, McKinsey and Company, which is now backing away, trying to jump, you know, basically turbocharge, this is a quote, turbocharge the sales of opiates. These things scare the hell out of me. They really do. And again, it's hard to get your arms around the fact that you got 70 to 80,000 people dying of drug overdoses here in the United States yearly, when we can go back to the height of the cocaine epidemic and it was around, you know, anywhere between 8 and 10,000. That's how big the problem is today. And, it's, you know, again, I mean, a lot of it started, and obviously people go from opiates to heroin, but a lot of times that's where it started, is with the opiates.
Yeah, and that's dangerous stuff. You don't want to mess with. I mean, if you don't need to be on it, don't take it. You know, when they prescribe you different things, and that's just my theory.
Well, yeah, you got a good. You're onto something.
The thing
is, you got to understand where you're going to a doctor. About 6-7 months ago, I hurt my back playing ball, and I could barely stand up. And I went to the spine guy who took a look at it. And you know, I liked the fact that in his office, he said, "Listen, Tylenol will work just as good." And using these things, so I was like, "I like this doctor. This guy doesn't want to prescribe people all these pain pills for this stuff." And wants people to find other ways around it. And, you know, that's why I stuck with the guy. He wasn't going to give me any sort of ridiculous drugs.
Relief factor. It's all natural.
Yep.
Relief factor. Works for me. Now, before we get on to some financial stuff here, Michael Avenatti, who anybody else other than him, for some reason, I think would be in jail. I believe this is, we got charged with 2 felonies yesterday, and I believe he's now been charged with 5 felonies. What's this guy doing out walking on the street?
I don't know if there are types of offenses where they're going to put you in jail first, or you have to wait till after the fact till you're convicted. I try to pay as little attention to this guy as possible. I mean, I think the definition of a dirtbag right there, and I think most people know it right now. But he was a dirtbag that was made by the mainstream media. They loved him. I remember what's her name there on The View, where Navarro called him the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's as far as they were promoting this guy, because he was going after Donald Trump and saying what they wanted him to say. Hung out at all the Hamptons parties with all the bigwigs and CNN and whatnot. It's pathetic, it is, and how that the mainstream media works.
Now, Jamie Dimon, who has been on Wall Street for quite a while, right?
Yes, he heads up J.P. Morgan.
He has called the Wells Fargo lack of a CEO plan, quote, irresponsible, end of quote.
I'm still trying to figure out what they're planning on doing over there at Wells Fargo. You got to have – someone's got to take charge of the company, and I don't even know how they're going to go about – because if you're in charge of a publicly traded company, you have to have – the CEO sign off on various different documents and whatnot to assure that they're accurate. So I'm still trying to figure out what's going to go on there. But the comments of Jamie Dimon got a lot of attention yesterday. Was the fact he's talking about the economy, risk of the economy slowing down, and the fact that, you know, bond yields have continued to drop, you know, saying that, gee whiz, we could be heading towards a slowdown moving forward. We shall see. We shall see. And, you know, a lot of signs right now are pointing that the economy could be slowing down a little bit. Again, though, you know, you come to some sort of trade deal that's put together, you know, kind of all bets are off and things could swing back in the opposite direction. But his comments yesterday most certainly spooked the markets.
And I just spoke about what happened in Japan that was not reported. I didn't see it anywhere, but I had the story in my military news. Japan has actually now placed an order for 105 F-35 fighter jets.
That's obviously great for, who makes those, Lockheed?
Lockheed Martin.
Yeah, great for Lockheed and our defense industry, but... Yeah, I think people right now, as far as trade is concerned, not so much so much worried about what's going on with Japan, but what's going to be happening with China. China issued a threat yesterday, and it's kind of interesting. They basically said, you know, it was a threat that they put out in one of their government papers that they hadn't really used since, you know, in previous military confrontations, one with India back in the 1960s and, you know, another one that dealt with Vietnam in the late 70s in regards to rare earth materials and whether or not that they're going to be used as a bargaining chip as far as trade is concerned.
Do you remember the name Al Arian? Does that ring a bell in the Tampa area? Sammy Al Arian?
He was the professor, USF professor.
I don't know if this guy's related, if it's the same person or not, but the headline says, and I quote, Alliances Al Arian to head college at Cambridge University. Is that
No, not the same guy. That guy is a money manager from Alliance. His name is Mohammed Al Arian. It's completely different, not related.
Okay, but that's in England, right?
Cambridge University is. Mohammed Al Arian is a money guy. Used to work for PIMCO. Now he's at Alliance.
All right. Well, I don't know how this is going to affect anybody's business, but Netflix has now joined in the fight against the Georgia abortion law. I don't know what they're going to do.
I think Netflix said something in regards to whether or not they were going to make any of their television shows in Georgia after the abortion law that they don't like. I really don't think the citizens of Georgia really give a damn, quite honestly.
Okay, who is Eddie Lampert? Do you know?
Oh, fast Eddie Lampert, the guy. You know, he has a fund, and he was one of the guys behind trying. He owned Sears and was involved with Sears, and now he rebought, trying to take Sears out of bankruptcy. And many people, including myself, think that he was one of the reasons behind the downfall of it.
Well, he is now suing the Sears estate and demands a trial and $130 million.
The Sears estate.
Yeah.
I'm curious what that is. He made a fortune off Sears, and I know that he's being sued by shareholders of Sears and people worked at the company for mismanagement, so it's probably just one of those countersuit things.
Okay, and Morgan Stanley, who, of course, is, let's see, that's Jamie Dimon again, right?
Mm-hmm. No, Morgan Stanley's not. It's J.P. Morgan Chase's.
Okay, all right. Well, Morgan Stanley is saying that the recession risk is higher than normal.
They weren't the only ones that came out and said it yesterday. They're taking a look, you know, obviously with the trade issues, and they're also taking a look at, you know, the bonds have been trading and how a lot of interest rates have come down on U.S. Treasuries significantly. The recessions are two quarters of negative growth. I don't know if they're going to get to that point in time, but they actually came out last week and said that the second quarter is going to only be 1%.
Okay, folks, we've been talking to Chris Markowski at Watchdog on Wall Street. We talk to him Monday through Friday at this time. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check him out, find out all the great things that he's up to. And I will be right back with Colonel Jim Warshak.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards News.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.